from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Kat Snow. There will be no March miracle this year. After a record dry January, California is on track for a March that is also in record dry territory. And we may be looking at the skimpiest Sierra snowpack on record. KQED science editor Craig Miller sat down with the state's top arbiter of water supplies to find out where we go from here.
Felicia Marcus chairs the State Water Resources Control Board. When water supplies are tight, as they are now, her board is where the buck stops in arguments over who gets what. I started by asking her, as a threat to statewide water supplies, how bad is this drought?
It would have been unimaginable, I think, even just a few years ago. It's the worst thing that any of us have dealt with, probably worse than anything our grandparents ever dealt with for a number of reasons. The precipitation levels have, of course, been terrible. Our reservoirs are low, and you can see that graphically. Our snowpack is even worse. And so the dislocation caused by multiple years of low precipitation, particularly the fact that it's been so warm and we don't have snowpack, is like a double whammy. People will quibble about precipitation levels and look at 1924 and 1977 as technically having less precipitation than now. And that is nothing to have a party about, because there are millions more people than there were relying on that water. So we have communities running out of water. We have hundreds of thousands of acres of fields that are fallowed. We've got thousands of people out of work, and we have fish and wildlife suffering as never before.
And this is year four.
And this is just year four. We have no idea how long it's going to last. And right now, even if we have a wet year next year, we know we're going to be in a world of hurt.
Here we are. It's late March. This year, essentially, it's game over probably at this point for any meaningful precipitation. We already started to see water restrictions last year. How will this year be different?
Well, let me start with my most fervent hope, which is that local water agencies will begin to act as if we might have a millennial drought like Australia. I think people were hoping for rain, which is not a strategy.
Marcus says local water agencies were dithering over what to do. So last summer, her board stepped in with a set of statewide minimum rules for urban water use. Beginning in May, they'll tighten the screws a little bit more. That'll mean, among other things, having to ask for water at restaurants. And putting limits on the number of days for lawn and landscape watering, as few as 2 days a week in some places. It'll be up to local water officials to adapt and enforce the rules, but the state stepping in, even with its limited authority, is a first.
First time any state has actually stepped in and set minimum conservation levels, but we felt we had to, not to control and tell everybody what to do. In fact, they were quite modest, but to ring the bell and to give some permission to the local agencies. And what I said was, you know, if you're worried your customers are going to be mad at you, blame me. We've been trying to take modest measures to sort of light a fire under local agencies, and my hope is that in this fourth year they will act.
There also, though, seems to be a gap between the rules and the enforcement part of that. Much was made a year ago when the first set of restrictions came out, and it said that we could see $500 fines. To your knowledge, has anybody been fined $500?
You know, I've heard anecdotally that there have been $500 fines. Actually, we weren't intending to say thou shalt fine. We were actually enabling locals who maybe didn't have the authority. We were giving them the authority to go up to $500. Some go to $1,000. Some shut off your water. I mean, again, this is something that localities do in different ways.
But, I mean, here we are, year four. And we're just talking about saying to restaurants, no, you can't automatically bring a glass of water to every table. I mean, honestly, isn't that something we should have done in year one?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are communities all over the state that have been doing it for years and they've never undone it. And that is the right thing to do. Again, what's appropriate for the state to do and what's appropriate for the locals? And we're trying to tread somewhat lightly because, again, our goal isn't a state takeover of every urban water agency. There's a lot of work to be done locally and there can be differences. But in a time of crisis, we need something that's more visible. It's an educational thing because people go to restaurants and it rained a lot in December. So people may have thought the drought was over.
But since if you take a rough number and say all of urban water use in California is maybe 10% of the picture or something like that, right? How much can you really move the needle with all of this stuff, all of these urban water restrictions anyway? Your staff report has said additional benefits will be realized from a new layer of regulations. Right. But they don't know what they are. They can't even quantify them.
I do think that as the drought goes on, we'll be doing more dramatic things. Our intention originally in this round was simply to extend the existing regulations, but we actually got a fair amount of feedback at the public workshops we did and the comments people gave us, not just from community groups, but from water agencies, that they wanted us to raise the floor a bit. So we went ahead and did it here. I think that communities should be taking much more dramatic action, and it will move the needle. And fortunately, there's a lot we can do. Looking at those lawns and deciding, do we really need that water hog? You know, if you play ball with a kid and you want to be able to fall down and not hurt themselves, that's a functional lawn. But if it's something you never thought about that just came with the house, it is a horrendous waste of water, and people tend to overwater it. So that's just an example of where we can retrofit our thinking and ourselves. The other thing we can do is recycle. There's so much further we can go to use and reuse and reuse our water over and over again. We already treat it to near pristine standards just to shunt it out to the ocean. All you have to do is add another level of treatment. It is not rocket science. It is just the application of energy and a little bit of money, and we can reuse it again for all sorts of things. Ultimately, we're going to have to do all of it. It's a question of timing. And it's smartest to do the cheapest, fastest things first, starting with conservation, recycling, and stormwater capture, at least in urban California, where you have a density to do it.
Felicia Marcus, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for the interest.
That's State Water Board Chair Felicia Marcus talking with KQED science editor Craig Miller. You can see a graph showing all the new water rules at kqed.org/science. I'm Kat Snow, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.